Hear the word of the Lord, you nations of the earth, you tyrants of clay and dust who trample my people with the sound of your comings and goings. The season of the Gentiles is at its end. My patience has reached fulfillment. My mercy has fulfilled its purpose. Now I give to you the darkness you have chosen. As on this day the moon obscures the light of the sun for the second time in 7 years for those in the United States of America, so I will cause darkness to pass between us. Though you seek me, you will not find me. I will conceal my presence, withhold my wisdom, and obscure my watch care. You will have the world as you have wished it. You will experience the freedom for which you have suffered and bled in this place. I have heard your prayers, and I will answer them. You are alone. In the days ahead, do not pray to me. Do not call out my name into the heavens, for I will not hear you. You are alone with your inventions. You are alone with your wisdom. You are alone with your transgressions. May they serve you as they have promised. May you find the joy they have told you was your right, and may the taste of your pleasures sicken your innards and rot within you. On the day that you have received all for which you have fought, and on the day that you are given eyes to see the deceptions over which you have labored, you will find despair deeper and more profound than any imagined from the creation of the world to that moment of revelation. On that day you will tear your clothing, cover your heads with sackcloth and ashes, begging for forgiveness and mercy. But I will not hear you. You have ignored my cries during your years of plenty. I will not rescue you from the years of famine. Only those who have emptied themselves of idols, who have received my purifying fire during the years of mercy, and who have allowed me to cleanse them of their unrighteousness, will hear from me in these days. Only those whose names are written on my Father's scroll will feel my arms around them and my hands guiding them in the dark. Once again, I will make a distinction between the wicked and the godly. Once again, I will show favor to my sheep and disfavor to the sheep of other pastures. Come out, my people, that you might not share in her punishments, for the harlot has been exposed. The false prophet has gathered a flock around him, and the beast has uttered blasphemies against your God. Come out, and follow again the warnings of my prophets, the interpretations of my apostles, and the teachings of my son. No more shall I tolerate divided hearts among my people. Release what is perishing, and you will live. Cling to what is devoted to destruction, and you will be devoured by your love for it. The word of the Lord has spoken. Woe to all who will not listen, for the darkness will not lift when the moon passes by the sun. Though the light of the sun will return, the darkness of chaos will remain. 7 years were devoted to plenty. Now 7 years are devoted to famine, a famine of the speaking of the Lord. So shall it be. As it was at the beginning, so it will be again. Only those who call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Cry out, my people, for help, and I shall hear you. Cry out, those who are not my people, and the heavens will be as bronze. So have you wished. So have you contended. So shall it be. I am the Lord.